Hi, it's Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on Larry Arellano, A-R-E-L-L-A-N-O. I'll start with record review list number one, progress notes of Ortho NJ 7523-9623. Next, MRI of the left hand from University Radiology, 7-11-23. And number three will be a report of Dr. Nassar, NASAR, :36-24. Next section, case review. According to the information provided, Larry Arellano was seen at Ortho NJ on 7-5-23. Gregory related his symptoms. Began with a work-related injury on 6-20-23. Paired he was doing mechanics work and banged his hand on a metal wall. Paired his pain was rated at a 9/10. Paired exam found tremendous pain and swelling over the MP joint. Period small movement was not too bad when he first did it, although he did get an x-ray at the hospital that was negative. Period he was placed in a splint and on anti-inflammatories. Period the claimant was interested in having an MRI done. Period Dr. McKessy, M-A-C-K-E-S-S-Y, diagnosed traumatic arthritis of the left hand. Period. He was placed in a splint and buddy taping long ring together and third metacarpophalangeal joint. Pretty also referred Mr. Arellano for an MRI. Period new paragraph. MRI of the left hand was done on 7/11/23. Period showed sprain of the third MCP joint, comma, including moderate sprain of the UCL. And probable partial tear of the volar plate. Where there were adjacent bone contusions, more prominent in the metacarpal head, but no significant fracture. Where the small third MCP joint had effusion with synovitis. Where there was a 3 mm intraarticular body in the volar aspect of the joint. Period. He followed up with Dr. McKessy. Period occupational therapy was also rendered. Period. He reviewed the results of the MRI on 7/19/23 and referred him for an MRI of the left hand with attention to the third metacarpophalangeal joint. Period. Dr. McKessy followed his progress through 9/6/23. Period. He was advised to use over-the-counter medication. Period. He noted the MP joint was doing a whole lot better, but he can still feel a little clicking. Period, the extensor tendon that was moving well. The extensor tendon was moving well and well located. Period, it is not really pain, but he can hear a little click. Period, he's going back to work on Monday and to follow up in 1 month to see how he is doing. Period. New paragraph, Mr. Arellano was seen by Dr. Nassar, N-A-S-A-R, on 3/6/24. Period, he performed an impairment. Scratch that. He rendered diagnosis of left hand contusion with left third MCP sprain of the UCL and volar plate and synovitis. Period. He wrote this led to 30% permanent disability of the hand. Period. He did not explain any particular methodology to derive this value. Period. On his clinical exam, There was enlargement of the knuckle of the middle finger. Pretty was able to extend the digits normally, although he does have a contracture of the PIP of the fifth digit, which is unrelated. Paired with flexion, common limitation is noted of the middle finger. Paired MCP flexion was to 70 degrees, which causes the finger to stick out when he tries to make a fist. Paired PIP and DIP flexion were full, although there was pain noted with flexion and manipulation of the entire digit. Paired, there was weakness noted with grip strength at 4+/5. Paired, there was tenderness palpation above the UCL of the MCP of the middle finger. Paired, he has severe pain with radial distress of the digit. Paired, he only has mild pain with ulnar stress of the digit. Paired, there was no instability noted. Paired, vascular exam was normal. Comma, skin and sensation were intact. Period. Findings and conclusions. Larry Arellano struck his left wrist on a metal object at work on 6/20/23. Period. He may have been seen at the emergency room and then followed up on 7/5/23 with the orthopedist. Period. He was thought to have arthritis in the hand. Period. He was placed in a splint and on medication. Period. MRI of the hand was done as noted above. Period. He did participate in occupational therapy. Period. Follow up with Dr. McKessie continued through 8/16/23. Period. His diagnosis was traumatic arthritis of the left hand. Period. He did document a relatively benign clinical examination. Period. There was no description of weakness or sensory loss. Period. He did not specify the range of motion by degrees. Period. He was seen by Dr. Nasser, who did perform a clinical exam and offered 30% of the hand without explanation. Period. In paragraph, this case will be rated using the sixth edition for what appears to be a contusion and sprain of the hand superimposed upon unrelated degenerative arthritis. Period. He apparently has been able to return to work in a full duty capacity, speaking to his high functionality. Period. And that is the end. Sorry, that's not the end. On 8/16/23, he reported an injury helped dramatically. Paired therapy also helped dramatically, and he is almost back to normal. Paired, the plan was for 3 more weeks of therapy and then get him back to work. Period. And that will be the end.